Hey everyone, a very warm welcome, dear friends and listeners. We've taken a bit of an unplanned break since our last show mid-July, but now we're back on track and intend to stay there. So let's go with our selection of 6 new indie pop tracks released in the past few weeks, plus one older favorite at the end of this episode of Emma's House Music. Kicking things off for today is the new single from a Seattle band, whose account is among the more regular listeners of this very show, which admittedly pleases us more than it probably should, but of course it can't be a reason not to play them when they release some brilliant new pop. And they just have. Their new and third single is called A Million Pieces. It's out on Augsburg's Kleine Untergrund Schallplatten, and it confirms how Cozy Slippers develop a more confident and accomplished brand of indie pop with each new release. This is Cozy Slippers with A Million Pieces. Slippers from Seattle with their new single. If you enjoyed that and are in the UK, the band are coming over for a few shows in November, including the Cambridge Indie Pop All Dayer, which is in about 2 months on November the 9th. by which time the UK may actually still be part of the European Union. Avoiding chaos without Ed Miliband once again, so we're hoping it will be as easy as usual for bands and fans alike to get to the event from abroad. Which still does not diminish the truth in the second track of today's show. It comes from a London comedian and musician called John Dredge, about whom I know next to nothing except that he has an EP out that he worked on with MJ Hibbert. As a band, they call themselves John Dredge and the Plinths. Their record is called the Plinths Mania EP, and it has a nice, almost House Martins-y feeling to it. The lead track is aptly called Idiots Run the World, and here it is. This is John Dredge.
Self-serving politicians lead the way into chaos and corruption and destruction. All hail the same old faces who bought themselves a prey. They never give a straight answer, but look at all the money they make. Idiots run the world, idiots run the world, idiots run the world, but it's not over. No one is above suspicion, be always on your guard. It doesn't say much when the future is as bright as the people in charge. Idiots run the world, idiots run the world, idiots run the world, but it's not over. These fools will always be there, the system is in place, but they'll never be as clever as the rest of the human race. Idiots run the world, idiots run the world, idiots run the world, but it's not over. They run the world, idiots run the world, idiots run the world, but it's not over.
Idiots run the world, from the Plinths Mania EP by John Dredge and the Plinths. Onwards to music that might be a little easier to pronounce when English isn't your first language. Our next pick comes from Ben Cook, who is from Toronto, but recorded his third solo album under his indie pop moniker Young Guff in Brooklyn. The album, Guff the First, just came out in August, and it's a fairly brief affair. 8 songs flying by in less than 24 minutes that make you want to go straight back to the beginning and start again when it's over. Here's a 90s college rock reminiscence of that album. This is Young Guff and Roll With Me.
So familiar, what is it that you've got so effortlessly cold? You don't have to look at all, yeah, why would you anyways? All I wanna do is talk, I just don't know what to say. You can let me back someday, all I have is time to wait. And I can't wake up in my bed alone.
Younggov and Roll With Me from his new album Guv the First, out now on Run for Cover Records. So we keep bouncing back and forth between North America and the UK. Coming up next is a band from London that we followed ever since their first single 6 years ago. Night Flowers is one of those rare bands on the indie pop circus that make you think they just might have the potential for a proper hit record. Not that it mattered in any way, but it's still nice to imagine. They went through a string of great EPs and a change of vocalist before releasing their first album in April last year, and they're already gearing up for album number 2. It will be out in October, and if I got this right, it's going to be called Fortune Teller, which means that the first single of it, which was released a few days back and gives us hope for great things to come, would be the title track. It's a magnificent song that we're happy to offer to your gracious ears. Here's Night Flowers and Fortune Teller.
Thank you.
That was Nightflowers with Fortune Teller. Look out for that new album out on Dirty Bingo Records in October. Let's stay on the very same grounds for now. Another London band that's got their second album out next month are Suggested Friends. They started out in 2016 with the cleverly titled I Don't Want to Be a Horcrux for Your Soul. Their wonderful self-titled debut album came out in late 2017, and the first single from their second one is called Signets. And just as with Nightflowers, we do believe it's a sign of excellent things to come. Here's Suggested Friends with Signets.
Try as I must, I don't know what to think of this fluctuating trust. I pass the boats and their rust. I pass the same spot just watching those signets grow up. Turn away from the page and all those digital birds. I was wiser than a year ago.
That's Signets by Suggested Friends, which will be on their next album called Turtle Taxi, out in October on Fika Recordings. Moving towards our last new song on today's episode already, once again we turn our adoring ears to Scotland. A few days ago we were lucky enough to witness a brilliant show in Berlin of two Glaswegian bands. Headliners The Pastels were ably supported by their protégés Spinning Coin, a young three-piece who just followed up their amazing 2017 record Permo with a new single called Visions at the Stars. We're going to play the flip side of that new 7-inch for you. This is Spinning Coin with Not a Dream.
The man gets to speak, and he does.
That's Not a Dream by Spinning Coin from their new single Visions at the Stars, out on Domino Recordings now. And that's our 6 new tracks for today. We're confident we'll be back with more selections from the world of indie pop on the next episode, which hopefully will not take another 2 months to cobble together, but should be out in about 3 or 4 weeks' time. As usual, we'd like to finish the show with an old favorite, and since we already mentioned their recent Berlin gig, it will come as no surprise to anyone that this time it just has to be the Pastels. Our track from way back is the first of theirs that somehow found its way into our record collection. It's their wonderful 1987 single Coming Through. Thank you so much for your patience, for tuning in to Emma's House Music, and for your support. Do come back for our next show, please. Until then, keep up the support for independent artists and labels, keep your chin up, and keep on being nice.
Yes, you love it, of course you do. She's always somehow coming through. Acting tough like nothing else, 'cause baby says that's common sense. Then she says something she can show me. Well, it makes me wonder how well she knows me. Love to love her like I should, but I bet her heart's a lump of wood. 'Cause when she's in, she just won't quit. But I don't feel that stupid. Well, you know, like I know, not grateful, but I've got to go. Said send it down and she'll deliver, but I've got to say I don't believe her. 'Cause when she grips, she won't let go, and I'm just waiting for a way back home. Well, you know, like I know, not ungrateful, but I've got to go. She says it's gonna rain. She says she's only playing. She says she'll see me again. Yes, you love it, of course you do. She's always somehow coming through. Acting tough like nothing else, 'cause baby says she's double.